this way, maybe? Or
the San Juan's
West. Okay. What about high plains? Is that something around here? Or is this a high plain?
I would think this would be about as high a plain as you get.
How high is Manassas?
774?
Okay.
I don't know.
About
I don't
7,000
know. Yeah.
Do you use the term draw at all?
Draw?
Yeah, for a geographical. Okay. You mentioned canyon waterfalls. Is there any white water in the San Juans that you know?
Not. Well, there's no water, but no, I wouldn't say white water.
What about wildflowers? Do you have wildflowers?
Yeah, all kinds.
What kind do you got?
We've got wild iris, wild columbine. Any of your, you know, like the wild rose, the little prairie rose.
Yeah.
Different people call them different things. The old Mexicans call them different than what I would call them. But
okay. Do you have the Indian paintbrush?
No. The Indian paintbrush.
Indian paintbrush.
Uh-huh. And I've seen a picture of it, and not as far as I know, do we have it around here.
Yeah.
I wish we did.
Everybody else has mentioned it. Mm-hmm. I've been
everywhere.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to ask you some terms about society. What is the name of a woman who loses her husband?
Widow.
Okay. You mentioned the term bastard earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That one you'd like. Is that a term that's still used for children with my father around here?
Unfortunately, yeah. You still hear it once in a while.
Are there any sort of euphemisms that you know for that? Because that's got a horrible connotation.
Yeah, I really don't like it, but that is... You know, you either hear that or without father, child without father, or what, you know.
Have you ever heard of something called let me see if I can get it out of here. A party, like, either the day after a couple is married or the day before, a big party that the community has?
I know that around here... In the Catholic religion,
mm-hmm.
especially, just before a young girl is married, they have a big celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you what it's called, though.
Okay, I'll ask you this term you may have heard of it. A chivalry? Have you ever heard that?
I haven't.
Okay. It's something it's pretty far back, I think.
Okay.
They used to do these silly things and have the couple go down the main street in a wheelbarrow and just...
Oh, how fun.
Oh, yeah. I've done some great... Yeah. Older people still remember them. But,
mm-hmm.
Do you get a chance around here to hear live music? Does it...
Not really. There again, a week ago, for our celebration, we bring in a lot of live bands, a lot of entertainment, and that's fun.
What kind of instruments? What kind of music do they play?
They try to get a lot of different kinds.
Right.
This last year, they had an amazing jazz band.
Really?
That Saturday night. I just thoroughly loved them.
Excellent.
I sat there for about 3 hours, and I never left my seat. They were so good.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of the culture music, the Spanish music. A lot of the Old West songs this particular time of year, because we're celebrating the pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
But... 1 year they brought in a barbershop quartet. One
uh-huh.
year they had a band that sang all a cappella.
Wow.
All depends.
You ever get a chance to see any harmonica players?
No, but I could enjoy that.
Yeah. I don't know if you have one on here. It's a board that kids can play on. You get a person on one end.
A teeter totter?
Yeah. Do you have one?
We did have. I think somebody whacked it up. The poles are still there. If the board was replaced, we'd have a teeter-totter.
Yeah. Did you have a tradition when you were a kid when you had a turkey or some sort of bird, there was a bone in there?
A wishbone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you all do that? Do you
mm-hmm.
remember what the tradition was, or what it meant?
You know, the only time we ever had a wishbone was usually at Thanksgiving.
Right.
And because my mom wasn't big on poultry.